I am so glad to be with you today.
很高兴我今天和你们大家在一起。
And to be able to preach the gospel to you.
能够有这个机会跟大家宣扬神的福音。
We just looked at Thessalonians and the middle of the story to the Thessalonians.
我们刚才读的就是帖撒罗尼迦的那篇故事，就是在这个故事像是在一个中间。
But to understand the passage, we have to remember the original story of the Thessalonians in the book of Acts.
要我们更深的了解这件故事呢，我们要到使徒行传里来，知道这个前因后果。
So maybe later today you can go read Acts 17, which is where it's found, but I'll tell you a little bit about it right now.
以后今天后面你有机会的话，你可以到使徒行传第十七章。那么现在呢，你可以读。我现在呢，把这个故事先给你简单的讲一下。
Paul was on a missionary journey, and he arrived at the city of Thessalonica.
保罗呢，在传道，他到了帖撒罗尼迦这个城市。
And this was no ordinary city in northern Greece.
这个城市呢，并不是很普通的城市。这个城市在那个希腊的北边。
It was a special city, a provincial city set apart by the Roman Empire.
这个城市呢是很特别的，这是一个实际上是一个罗马帝国在那建造的一个比较重要的一个城市。
They were a free city. They printed their own money, and they worshipped Caesar as Lord.
有三个城市，在这城市呢，他们自己印他们自己的钱，然后呢，他们呢，在这城市呢敬拜那个该撒做他们的主。
They enjoyed a very high economic standard. They were rich.
然后这几个城市呢是经济比较发达，他们很富有。
They were on the coast and they had trade and they had a road, major highway, the Via Egnatia running through their city, so they had a lot of money with business.
然后呢，他们呢是在海边呢就有很多海运是经商，然后呢也在一条大路罗马大道一条罗马主要的路上面。然后呢，有很多商人经过，所以他们这个城市呢是经济很发达、很富有。
And they had been conquered by Rome and had a special arrangement with the Roman Emperor.
当然，他们是被罗马帝国征服的，不过他们和罗马皇帝呢有个特别的安排协议。
If they will worship him as God, he will give them economic prosperity.
那么他们呢是，如果他们敬拜该杀为王的呢？为神的呢，该杀就给他们经济上的繁荣。
And the Thessalonians said, "Great, we'll make money, we'll worship you."
那么当然，帖撒罗尼迦的人呢就说，那好啊，那我们就敬拜你做神了，好了，那我们有富有就行。
But there was a problem.
但是呢，有一个问题。
Paul came to Thessalonica and proclaimed, "Not Caesar is God, but Jesus is God."
那么保罗呢来到了这个帖撒罗尼迦这个城市，保罗说呢。该撒呢不是神，只有耶稣是神。
And he spent a very short period of time there persuading them that Jesus alone was to be worshipped.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的时间呢很短暂，但是呢在那个时间里，他在劝勉那个帖撒罗尼迦人，耶稣是王，耶稣是神。
And this threatened the city officials. They said, "You're taking away our economic prosperity. Stop!"
那个这个城市的那个长官们就怕了，他说：“你这样做，那我们城市的那个经济发展就不好做了。你停，你走吧。”
And they gathered up a mob and they wanted to arrest him.
那么他们就弄了一帮匪徒来，想抓拿保罗。
The pressure was so bad that Paul had to escape the city by night. He had to leave and run.
那么当然这个压力很大呢，保罗只好在晚上离开了这个城市。
But the question then remains.What would happen to the brand new believers that Paul just left?
那么现在就有问题了，在这个城市有很多刚信主的人，那么保罗离开了，他们怎么办？
Would they continue to worship Jesus?
那么他们是不是还会敬拜耶稣？
Would they go back to Caesar because of money and pressure?
那么他们是不是又转过头来敬拜该撒，因为有钱，那当然也有压力。
And this is the great concern.That pressures on Paul as well as all pastors and leaders.
那么这也就是保罗作为一个牧者，他的最忧愁的地方， 也是所有的牧师最忧愁的，这些新的那个新的基督徒怎么办？
We have such short periods of time with you.
保罗说，我跟你们的时间很短暂。
And the world puts so much pressure on you.
那么世界给你们的压力非常非常大。
Will you stay followers of Jesus?
那你是不是还会跟随耶稣？
And we want to look at three questions in our passage today.
那么今天的经文呢，有三个问题我们要看。
The first question is, what is Paul's great concern?
那么第一个就是保罗最忧愁的地方是什么？
And the second is, how did it happen that he became so concerned?
那么第二呢，就是这个事情的来龙去脉的，让为什么使保罗这么忧愁？
And the third is, what's the solution?
那么第三呢，解决的办法是什么？
So the first, what is Paul's concern?
那么第一个就是保罗忧愁的是什么？忧虑的是什么？
He was concerned that it is in his absence the Thessalonians would doubt that he loved them.
那么他当然最忧愁的就是他不在，他就知道他怕那个帖撒罗尼迦的人呢就怀疑这保罗是不是真的爱他。
He had to leave right away.
他必须马上走。
He wasn't there for them.
那么他不能和他们在一起。
And so he was concerned that they would think that God didn't love them.
那么保罗也忧愁，那些人就会感觉到也许神不爱他们。
And we can see, especially in verse 3 of chapter 3, that he was afraid they would be unsettled in trials that would come on.
那
Who's afraid of the trials and unsettled?
第三章第三节是怎么说呢？就是说你们在患难中会摇动。
And then in verse 5 that they would be tempted by Satan and abandon the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么在第五节呢，说那诱惑，那是撒旦的诱惑，他们怕这些人受了撒旦的诱惑引诱，就离开了神。
He was afraid they would lose their focus and assurance in the gospel.
那么这些人就会觉得他们在这个福音上面没有根基，离开了，没有确据。
And he wasn't there to do anything about it.
那么他又不在那里，所以他不能，他能做的事情很少。
And what Paul knew is that they need pastoral care.
那么保罗知道这些新信的人，新基督徒，他们需要牧者的牧养。
They needed leaders to be with them, to comfort them, and care for them.
他们需要领袖在那里领导他们，安慰他们，关怀他们。
To remind them of Jesus' love for them.
提醒他们，耶稣就是爱，就是神。
To reassure them when there were pressures put on them, temptations and trials in life.
那他们也许有很多苦难，也许有诱惑，但是呢，在那个牧者呢就会安慰他们，引领他们。
And to reinforce the truth of the gospel.
也会向他们再一次宣讲这个福音的真理。
The urgency was great.
那么这件事确实是很紧急的。
If you see in the language that Paul said he was torn away from them.
然后你大家看一下这个语言，英文呢叫 torn away， 咱们中文就是离别，实际上是被强迫的拉开来的。
And he has this intense longing to be with them.
那么他确实呢很愿意很愿意的想和他们见面。
And when he could stand it no longer, he had to do something about it.
然后呢他确实是不能忍受了，那么他要做一些事，他做什么呢？
Now I'm an emotional pastor.
我这个牧师呢是很有情感的。
And some people think it's just because I'm young.
有人觉得哦，我这个牧师好像比较年轻。
No, I was this way when I was 8, 18, and I'll be this way when I'm 80.
那么我八岁就这样，我十八岁也这样，我八十岁还会是这样。
And it's good to know I'm not the only emotional pastor.
然后这个经文呢就觉得我不是唯一的就是比较有情感的那个牧者了。
Paul's heart was longing to help the Thessalonians.
保罗心里确实是非常愿意要帮助，非常想帮助这个帖撒罗尼迦人。
Because he knew they needed it.
他知道那些基督徒需要他。
They needed pastoral care.
他们需要牧者的喂养。
And this is a big deal.
这个确实是一个很大的一件事。
It was a big deal for Paul and the Thessalonians.
这很重要。不光对保罗说重要，对帖撒罗尼迦人也很重要。
And it's very important today in the church.
而且今天对我们的教会也很重要。
There is a great need for you to be cared for in your trials.
那么，今天你在这患难中，你确实需要人的安慰引领。
And although I'm not your pastor,
尽管我不是你的牧师
，I love you.
但是我爱你。
Because you're in my family in Jesus.
因为在耶稣里面，我们都是一家人。
And I'm here with your leaders because I respect and honor and love your leaders.
今天我和你们的长者在一起，领袖在一起，因为我尊敬、爱你们的、领袖。
To underneath them and with them to care for you by preaching the word.
那么有机会和大家一起分享神的话语。
And this is a big deal today because we all need to be reminded of the truths of Jesus.
今天这也是很重要，对我们，我们每个人都应该再次的被提醒，耶稣爱我们，这福音的真理。
But we are needing a daily reassurance through our trials and temptations.
每一天我们都有得救的确据，因为我们每天都生活在患难和引诱之中。
And through pressure and doubt.
那么也我们或许有压力，我们也许会有疑惑。
And I'm here to help reinforce the truth that Jesus is Lord.
我这里再一次向大家宣讲，耶稣是王，耶稣是基督这个真理。
So for the Thessalonians, how did it happen? How did this happen that Paul had this great concern for them? How did it happen?
那么究竟啊，对帖撒罗尼迦人来说，这件事是怎么发生的呢
？Look in verse 17.
那么大家请看啊，十七节。
Paul said that he was for a brief time torn away from them. Remember, he had to leave the city at night.
这里说，弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，请记住，他是晚上。匆匆忙忙地离开了帖撒罗尼迦。
And although he was not there in person, he wanted to care for them.
那么，尽管他不在那里，但是他心还与他们在一起。
He felt absolutely no connection with them.
他感觉到或许现在和他们没有沟通。
Yet he desired to connect with them and care for them.
他愿意和他们有沟通，愿意安慰他们。
In fact, the language that he uses is like he was orphaned from them.
语言呢，他就说呢，他好像是个孤儿一样，从他们那孤儿分别。
We usually think of an orphan as a child that doesn't have a mother or father.
那么有时候我们说孤儿是因为是个小孩嘛，他没有父母。
But he was a father that had been orphaned from his children.
那么倒过来也一样，就是他是个父亲，然后呢，他儿子离开了他。那么他变成了一个孤老的人。
And he had this great desire to see that they were okay in Jesus.
那么他很愿意看他们在耶稣里面成长，耶稣里面啊有喜乐。
And because of his love for them, he wanted to connect with them, but he couldn't.
他爱他们，他愿意很愿意和帖撒罗尼迦人沟通，联合，但是呢，他还不能。
Why?
为什么
？Why couldn't he connect with them?
为什么他不和那个帖撒罗尼迦人在一起
？Didn't he want to？
他是不是很想啊
？Yes, he wanted to, but he couldn't.
他很想，但是他不能。
Why？
为什么
？What does it say in verse 18？
那么在第十七节，二章十七节又怎么说呢
？It says again and again he wanted to visit them.
他说我保罗有一次、两次、多次要去。
But Satan, that is the devil, stopped him.
就是那个魔鬼撒旦阻挡了我们。
Now, in our contemporary thinking, this is hard to take.
那么现在呢，在我们现在这个时间呢，我们好像很不容易理解。
We say Satan stopped you.
我们这个说魔鬼撒旦停把你给停了你
Come on
啊，不会吧
Sorry Am I too colloquial
Please
This is just an excuse
我觉得你这大概是一个借口吧
He is irresponsible as a leader He should be there
他作为一个领袖来说他好像不负责任嘛他应该在那里
The entire way of thinkingIt says Satan stopped you from going, Paul, is primitive.
那么我们就觉得这好像很幼稚嘛，因为你就想撒旦阻挡了保罗，不让保罗在那里，好像非常幼稚一样，非常简单。
He's just making excuses, saying that Satan stopped.
就说好像你这是真是在讲借口，说是撒旦阻挡了你。
This is just primitive thinking.
就是很简单，很幼稚，很简单。
Is it?
是吗？
Is it primitive?
是很幼稚吗?
Think about it.
大家都想一想。
Which is more primitive?
那么哪一个是比较幼稚,更幼稚?
And which is more striking? Okay, that is he incapable of handling the pressures?
那么是不是他不能够承受这个压力?
The one who fails to see deep things is the primitive one.
那么如果我们不能够看到更深一层呢？我们是简单幼稚的。
Only the one who sees the surface is primitive.
你只能看见表面现象的话，你是很幼稚、很简单的。
Is the one who sees life in all of its depth and everything that's happening primitive?
如果一个人能够看透了整个生命每一阶段生命的层次的话，那这个人是很幼稚吗？
Paul has depth in his thinking. He sees everything that's happening.
保罗的思想是很深沉的，他能够看到很远很多。
And he wants his people, and we want you as pastors to see life with depth.
那么我们希望你们，保罗也一样，牧者们都希望我们大家对待生命有很深的了解。
Think about the great game of soccer.
那么大家想一想那个足球很有名的比赛
Now, I grew up playing soccer
那么我呢喜欢踢足球
Played all the way through college
在大学里我还踢球
And the player that knows the game sees it with depth
那么那个足球球员呢他能够把这个球赛看得很清楚的话他知道很多
We just experienced the World Cup
那么世界杯刚举行
And to the casual observer It feels like they're just doing nothing They're just passing the ball
那么一般的观众呢就觉得好像这些人在就是踢来踢去没什么意思
And one man passes to another and to another And then all of a sudden boom Header It's a goal Where did it come from? Where did it come from?
那么就是，但是呢，这球赛呢，就是一个人传给另外一个，传给人，但是呢，突然呢，会有一个人一个头球进门了，哎，这个怎么进去的？哎呀，也许不知道。
Everyone else was watching the ball.
也许所有的人都在看这个球。
But the action was off the ball.
那么真正的有意义的活动呢，是在球旁边的。
What everyone else was watching was not really what was happening.
那么。所有人在看呢，并不见得是最真实的，是什么真实的发生。
And that's how the surprise goal happens, because the players see the whole game.
那么这个非常惊奇的这个意外的球能进去了，是因为有一个球员他能够在外面看整个比赛，不光是那个球。
It's the same way with chess.
那么同样的和那个象棋也一样
In that game you have to be able to see many many moves in advance
那么下象棋呢你要知道你要下得好对你得想很多步以前的事
And it's the primitive player who can't see the moves that are invisible
那么幼稚的或简单的那个下棋的呢他只能看几步不能看很远
And Paul is encouraging us to see the whole game
保罗呢在鼓励我们看所有的球赛 看更远更远的步数。
He wants to open up our minds so that we have a spiritual worldview.
他想打开我们心灵，让我们每个人都有一个属灵的世界观。
And he wants us to have discernment for why bad things happen to you.
当有坏的事情在我们身上发生的时候，我们就能够分别知道为什么。
And what was happening to Paul that he was being stopped from reaching them had a spiritual component.
那么在保罗身上发生的阻止保罗不能到帖撒罗尼迦呢，实际上有属灵的因素在里面。
And please do not be primitive by saying there is no Satan in your life.
那么请不要那么幼稚说在你的生命中没有撒旦的攻击。
Paul wants you to see that many times pastors can't care for you because the devil is trying to stop them.
请大家也注意，很多时候牧者要来牧养你，有时候不能，为什么？也是因为魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
And that there's
他们很想。
And there's a spiritual war that's happening for your heart and for your soul.
实际上对你的心，对你的灵总是有个属灵的征战。
Now, how do we know this is a spiritual war?
那么我们怎么知道这是属灵的征战呢？
Well, the term that Satan stopped him.
那么这个词啊，就是魔鬼是这个撒旦阻止他，这个阻止这个词
is a military term.
实际上是一个军事的用语，军队的用语。
It just doesn't mean a stop sign.
不是一个就像我们外面的那个要停的那个
It's a military term for the fact that it was an army's advance was stopped.
就是说这是个军队的用意，就是说你军队在行走，然后说停
and,
那个停。
And Satan has a very real military tactic in your life.
其实魔鬼撒旦也使用军队的那个战略在你身上，战术在你身上。
He wants to stop pastoral care.
他要停止牧者牧养。
He knows that if he can keep your soul and your heart from receiving the truth of the gospel,
他知道如果他能够阻止你的灵、你的心，不在你的心不再接收福音的真理。
He can stop the reinforcements that you need to win your war.
你呢？他就会停了你这个心灵得到更多的喂养，那么他就会赢这个战争。
Think about the situation of a war. You need reinforcements. You need leadership.
那么大家想，在战争中呢，战争你需要什么？你需要领袖，你也需要给养或者是补充的那个兵力。
And he can keep these away from you, your morale will dip.
如果你没有领袖，你也没有给养，也没有补充的兵力了，那你那个战斗力肯定就没有了。
You'll be tempted to give up.
那你就会也许就投降了。
Then he wins.
这样的话他就得了胜。
And the Thessalonians were essentially soldiers that had been cut off from the main army.
那么帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒呢，就像一个士兵一样，他们和他们的大队兵马给隔开了。
And their leadership had left them. They didn't have any leadership.
那他们的领袖呢，离开了，他们没有什么领袖。
And Satan took that opportunity to barrage them with mortars.
那么在这时候呢，魔鬼撒旦呢，就利用这个机会向他们投炸弹了。
He shot artillery at them, cannons fire at them.
他用炮弹来攻击他们，大炮。
Of doubt.
那么这炸弹呢，就是怀疑。
And temptation.
或者引诱。
In an attempt to demoralize them.
那么这样呢，就让你丧失战斗力，没有战斗的意识。
To confuse them.
也是迷惑他们。
To make their lives hopeless.
让他们的生命呢觉得很没有意义，没有希望。
He wanted them to believe that no one cared for them.
他想让帖撒罗尼迦人想没有人来关怀他们了。
And there would be no victory in Jesus.
那么在耶稣里面就没有得胜的机会。
Don't we feel this way?
也许我们有时候会感觉到这样。
Aren't we barraged by doubt?
那么在我们生命中是不是老是有怀疑来攻击我们？
Aren't we barraged by temptation?
那么我们生命是不是有很多诱惑？
Do you ever wonder if there will ever be victory?
你就会觉得什么时候你才能够在耶稣里得胜呢？
Deep in your heart, do you feel alone?
在你心里你是不是感觉到你很孤独？
Have you said, God, have you abandoned me?
你也许会说过，神啊，你是不是放弃了我？
Did you leave me?
你是不是离开了我？
You know, when we begin to doubt our leaders,
你要知道，如果我们开始怀疑我们的领袖了，
and when we begin to doubt the mission that we have in Jesus,
我们如果我们怀疑我们在耶稣里面的使命了，
leads us to doubt God himself,
就是在怀疑神。
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, 是不是？
Didn't God send the leaders to you?
是不是神赐下了这些领袖给你们？
Didn't God give you the mission to follow Jesus?
是不是神给了我们每个人都有跟随耶稣的使命？
And if it looks like a disaster, maybe God has left you.
如果这都不行，那也许你觉得神是不是离开了你？
And without a very deep spiritual worldview, we will waver.
如果我们没有一个很好的属灵的世界观，我们确实会摇动。
But Paul says, I do care.
保罗说呢，我确确实实在关怀你们。
I get excited, don't I? Okay. He says that God does care.
神确实也一直在爱你。
And that we will win the war.
我们会赢这个征战。
Look at verse 19.
大家看那个。
Look at the great affection Paul had for the Thessalonians.
你看那个保罗是怎么爱那些耶路撒啊，那那个帖撒罗尼迦人。
So he says, "What is our hope, our joy, the crown for which we will glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus when He comes? Isn't it you?"
他说，我们的盼望和喜乐和所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站得住吗？你们。
Paul is a good pastor. He loves his sheep.
保罗是一个很好的牧者，他爱他的羊。
And just like a good military officer loves his men.
那么一个军队的军官呢，好的军官应该爱他的士兵。
The Thessalonians were worried that Paul had used them and left.
那帖撒罗尼也许在忧愁，也许说保罗就利用了他们，然后就离开了。
They thought that he was a cheap motivational speaker.
也许就在美国经常会有这些，就是会来就给你讲课，让你那个鼓励鼓动你的那个讲课的一些人。
In Paul's day, a speaker would come and he would gather a group of people.
那么在保罗的时候，也确实会有就是宣讲的人呢，讲课的人呢，找一批人在他面前讲。
And then he would get money from them.
然后呢，讲了大家喜欢听了，就会给他钱。
And sometimes if the speaker was really good,
有时候呢，这些讲宣讲的人呢，确实是很好。
He took a currency more expensive than money.
他会在你身上拿一个比钱更重要的东西。
Honor.
就是你的荣耀啊。
And the Thessalonians thought, Paul, you just stole our honor.
保罗呢？帖撒罗尼迦人也许觉得就是保罗啊，你把我们的荣耀给了。
We trusted you, we believed you.
我们相信你，我们信靠你。
We listened to the word that Jesus is Lord.
我们听你的话，说耶稣是主。
And you took our honor and ran.
那么你把我们的这个荣誉拿到了以后，你就跑了。
And Paul says, "No, I'm not a cheap motivational speaker."
保罗说呢？我不是一个很简单的宣讲的人。
It's not about me.
不仅仅是，这不是管我，关于我的事。
He says, "You are my joy and crown. I love you."
那么他说呢，保罗说呢，你是我的冠冕，你是我的喜乐，是你们。
And he says, "We're going to look at the whole big picture now."
那么他就说，现在呢，我们应该看看整个的这个大的图像。
He says, "You're in the middle of a war. You need to see the end."
那你在 战争征战之中，但是呢，你应该看到这战争结束是什么样的。
And he says, "You will be glorified in the presence of the Lord Jesus."
他说，你们呢是会得荣耀的，在耶稣面前你们会得荣耀。
When Christ returns, you will win.
那么耶稣回来的时候，你会得胜。
We cannot give up on Jesus.
我们不能放弃耶稣。
We cannot give up on each other in Jesus.
我们在耶稣里面，我们不应该放弃，我们之间不能够互相的离弃。
And though life is difficult now, we need the reminder that we will win, don't we?
也许我们的生命都有很困苦的时候，很难的时候，我们是不是都要有这个提醒？我们最终会得胜的。
And I can say with your leadership, indeed, you are our glory and crown.
那么他说，啊，我们有这样的很好的牧者，我们将来是会得到这个冠冕的。
It's important for you to remember your story.
那我们每个人都应该记住我们自己的故事。
It is important for you to remember when you have the pressures of life that you are on the winning side.
我们在生命中，我们也许有困苦、有压力的时候，我们是在赢的这一边的，要记住。
That your leaders care for you.
那么你的牧者真的是爱你。
Because you are so important to them.
因为你对他们来说是很重要的。
What's the Chinese proverb? If the person who goes for a walk with no one following them is just going for a long walk alone, not leading a parade or something like that? Isn't that how it goes? You guys know that one? That's not the way it is.
I don't know.
I shouldn't have sidebar conversations. Okay, so what is the solution? What is the solution?
Okay, 下面就是讲那么解决的方法是什么？什么是解决？
The solution is that you need pastoral care to remind you of the story of the gospel that you live.
那么我们每个人都需要牧者的喂养，让我们记住这个福音在我们每个人身上所做的功。
And you need representatives of King Jesus to remind you you're on the winning side.
那么耶稣是王，他的代表就是牧者，要时常的提醒你，你是在得胜的那边。
And so when Paul could stand it no longer, although Satan stopped him, he was able to send Timothy.
那么保罗尽管他自己不能去，但是他不能再忍了，他就派了啊提摩太去了。
So it says in verse 1 of chapter 3, when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens, and in verse 2, we sent Timothy, who is our brother in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith.
那么三章一节二节就这么说，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，但是我们打发我们的兄弟在福音上做神执事的提摩太前去兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝勉你们。
Now Timothy wasn't just anyone.
那么提摩太不是一个一般的人啊。
He was a representative of Jesus to the people.
他是耶稣在众人面前的代表。
He came to strengthen and encourage their faith.
他去兼顾他们在所信的道上劝勉他们。
He came to remind them that Jesus was Lord and King and salvation.
他去提醒他们，耶稣是王，耶稣是主，耶稣是救世主。
And that he was going to return and give them the victory, and they would be glorified.
耶稣会再来，来了，我们都会得胜，我们都会得荣耀。
So I like to see myself as Timothy.
那么我愿意把我自己当成，看我自己像提摩太一样。
I came here for you.
我来这里是为了你。
I came here to remind you that Jesus will save you.
那么我来这里再提醒大家一次，耶稣会让你得救。
And your leaders brought me here because they knew that I would preach Jesus to you.
那么你们的牧者呢，请我来，因为他们知道我来会给你们宣讲耶稣。
So hopefully I'm the living Timothy to remind you that your leaders love you, that God loves you, and that the gospel is true.
那么希望大家通过我这个提摩太认识到神爱你们，你们的牧者爱你们，福音是真实的。
And I'm here So just like Timothy spoke to them, that nothing would move you in your faith.
那么我来这里就像提摩太到帖撒罗尼迦那里面一样，让你们知道，任何事情都不能够把你们的信心给动摇。
And you see that they were, Paul was concerned in verse 3, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials.
保罗这确实有忧虑有忧愁，免得你们有人被诸般患难摇动。
That word unsettled means to be moved.
那么摇动，当然这个原来这个词就是你会被动，你动，你动来动去的。
Trials move us, they push us around.
我们有患难。我们有引诱，它这些引诱患难就是让我们动来动去。
Have you ever seen a big dog wag its tail?
你也许看见过一个大狗
knocking over vases and cups and tea.
狗呢会动尾巴，这大尾巴挪来挪去的，会把那个杯子挪来给你摔掉。
That's the picture of what Satan wants to do to you.
这也就是个照片，这个魔鬼撒旦在你身上想做的。
He wants to move you around.
他要你摇来摇去。
He wants to shatter your life.
他要摧毁你的生命。
And I'm sent to you to stop him, to encourage you in the truth, to settle you and keep you safe.
神派我来就是要提醒大家，我们不要摇动，我们在耶稣里面有平安。
And if you look again in verse 5, there's another reason why Timothy was sent.
那么大家看啊，第五节还有另外一个原因，为什么提摩太去了
？The emotional pastor again. I guess I couldn't stand it any longer. I had to send him to you because I was afraid. What's he afraid of?
这非常有感情的这个牧者又来了，他怕什么呢
？He was afraid that Satan, the tempter, would tempt you.
他怕那诱惑人的。就是撒旦到底却真的诱惑了你。
And that in that temptation, that the efforts of preaching the gospel to you might be in vain.
那让他的劳苦，他福音工作的劳苦就归于土壤。
Essentially, that you would lose your faith.
就说你们也许就失去了你们信心。
When trials move us,
那苦难摇动我们的时候呢？
We get our eyes off Jesus.
那么我们的眼睛呢就离开了耶稣。
We begin to think bad thoughts about our leaders.
那么我们的脑子里呢也许就会想坏的，我们关于我们牧者，我们就会有一些坏的思想。
We don't even realize we're being attacked by Satan.
我们也许没有感觉到我们是魔鬼撒旦在攻击我们。
And then we turn our back on God.
那么我们就背离对神。
And we turn our back on others who belong to God.
然后我们别人是属神的呢，我们也背对他们。
And instead of worshiping Jesus, we turn to idols.
我们不再敬拜神，我们敬拜偶像。
Now, at this point, I want to go into a sidebar, a little side discussion.
那么在这中呢，我想讲一个其他的一个小故事。
And I do it because the Apostle Paul does it right here in verse 4.
那么我做它呢，是因为，那个保罗呢，在那个第四节也讲了这件事。
He sort of starts talking about other things, but it's worth noting that he does this.
那么他开始讲别的事了，但是呢，请大家呢注意一下，确实他讲的这个事。
He has a sidebar discussion on the topic of persecution.
突然就是讲了，就是说我们受困苦、受逼迫的这件事。
And he says to them, "You know quite well what, that we were destined for these trials. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know."
第四节这么说呢，就是我们在你那里的时候，就预先告诉你们了，我们必受患难。以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
And Paul has already told them that they're in a spiritual war, and Satan is trying to take their faith away.
保罗很早就告诉他们，他们是在一个属灵的征战，魔鬼撒旦要把他们的信心给抹杀了。
But just like the Thessalonians, we live in a very wealthy culture.
那么，就像帖撒罗尼迦一样，我们现在的生活也是很丰盛的。
And a lot of times we get tricked deeply in our hearts to think that everything should be just fine.
那么也许我们在心中就慢慢的就有这个想法，就说也许所有的事情都挺好啊，我们生命很好，生活很好。
I have a serious question for you.
那我有一个很严峻的问题问你们。
If life is really a war, why do we pretend like it's a beautiful garden?
如果生命就是属灵的征战，那么我们为什么看它像一个很好的花园呢？
I love gardens.
那么我很喜欢花园。
When I was a little boy, I lived maybe a mile away from Longwood Gardens. you know Longwood Gardens, that's good.
我长大的地方呢是离那个就是长木公园那个 Longwood Garden 不远，只有一个英里。
And when you think about the gardens, I used to go there and I used to love to see the bonsai trees. You know the bonsai trees?
那我你要那个花园那个长木公园里面它有很多那个日本的那不是日本的就盆景嘛中国
Everything's beautiful and perfect and in order.
那么所有的呢都很漂亮而且呢都很有秩序都很完美就是那个盆景嘛。
And I used to go in the winter time and they have the big glass conservatory.
那么冬天你去的时候它确实有那个温室嘛那个玻璃的暖室。
And you can pick the mango fruit right off the tree in the winter.
那时候冬天的时候在上面它里面会有芒果芒果树有芒果的。
And the water is flowing. It's frozen outside, but the water is flowing and you can smell the flowers.
那么里面呢也有小溪然后你去闻闻那个花很香的。
And everything is beautiful and it's lovely.
那么所有的都很漂亮很可爱。
Is that what our lives are like?
那么我们的生命生活是不是这样呢?
No.
不是这样。
No.
不是这样。
We live in the United States of America where we are tricked to believe that normal life is prosperous and beautiful and easy just like a garden.
我们生活在美国我们都会有这个诱惑让我们想我们的生活就应该是像一个花园一样很漂亮很容易很安逸
And just like Caesar in the Roman Empire Prosper said he promised a prosperous garden if you'll just serve me
就像该撒一样该撒那时候征服了你这个地方如果你敬拜我我就给你经济繁荣
There is a lie in the United States of America
在美国有一个谎言
that if you serve the cultural gods, your life will be easy.
如果你敬拜这个美国的这个文化的这个偶像的话，你的生命是会容啊，生活容易。
They say, "Serve us, call us Lord. We'll make your life rich. We'll make your life prosperous. We'll make your life easy. It'll be like a pretty garden."
那他们说呢？你敬拜我，你的生活就像。花园一样，你生活很容易，你也会很富有。
Kids, you can wear the fancy clothes. You can look like those people on the television. You can dance like all the musicians. It'll be great. Just serve us. It'll be okay, right? Don't serve Jesus.
孩子们，你们不需要敬拜耶稣，你只要敬拜这个文化的偶像，你就能够唱他们所唱的歌，穿他们好看的衣服，也可以跳他们能跳的舞。你的生活会很安逸很舒服
And to the adults Don't get ruffled Don't get upset Don't bother anyone with this message of Jesus Just be comfortable
那么给大人说呢也别讲耶稣这事了给你讲耶稣是别人还烦你呢你自己呢生活安逸一点不好吗
And they will lead us down a road In great comfort
然后他们会带领我们到一个很安逸很舒服的一个世界
That ends in death
但是呢那是死亡的道路
Jesus calls us into battle
耶稣在呼召我们去征战
He calls us into battle against sin in our own heart
他要我们为我们自己的心灵里面的那个罪征战
And against Satan who would seek to trick us
要我们和撒旦征战，因为撒旦在迷惑我们。
And we have to be reminded that the world's way is death.
我们要时刻的警醒，属世的这所有的事情，带领我们只有死亡。
And Jesus' way is the way that wins.
耶稣的道路才是得胜的道路。
He's coming back for you. You're not alone.
他会来的，他会再来，再娶你。
We cannot turn away from Jesus to the things of this world. They are empty.
我们不能够离开耶稣，我们不能够转向这个世界，因为这个世界所带领的都是空虚的。
And if you are struggling to follow Jesus because you are not comfortable,
如果你还在跟随耶稣这件事上有挣扎，因为你不舒服的话，
I'm here to remind you that you will see glory one day.
我来这里就是提醒大家，
Please do not give up.
有一天你会得荣耀的，不要轻易的放弃。
Do not go to the false gods of comfort.
不要到那个偶像，那个假神，那个安逸的那个假神。
There will be a garden one day.
那么确确实实将来会有一个花园。
It will be in the city of the living God.
会在这个神的天国里面。
First the suffering, then the victory.
先有患难，但是有得胜。
And Paul says, we told you you will suffer. Did we not tell you you will suffer? I have to, as a pastor, be real and tell you, this life has suffering in it.
那么保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦人，你看我们告诉过你，这个生命生活有患难，告诉过你。那这现在呢，牧师也在告诉我们，我们的生活里是有困苦，有患难。
But we have to be reminded of the death that Jesus will win. Satan is trying to stop you, but he will not win. You will win, Jesus.
大家要记住，在耶稣里面我们会得胜的。耶稣已经战胜了死亡。
And in the end, you will have victory in him. So you don't have to give up.
我们不要放弃，因为最终我们会在耶稣里面得胜。
So we ask the question, who is your leader?
那么现在我就问大家，那谁是你们的领袖？
Caesar?
是该撒吗？
Or Jesus?
耶稣？
Jesus. Let's say Jesus.
很感谢，大家都讲耶稣。
What army are you in?
那么在那个军队里，你是哪一个军队呢？
Do you have assurance that Jesus is your leader and your captain?
你有这个确据吗？耶稣是你的元帅，也是你的班长。
Do you have assurance that your pastors and leaders care for you?
那么你有没有这个确据，你的那个牧者是真的爱你？
To remind you of the truth of the gospel.
那么时刻在提醒你福音的真道。
To reassure you that Jesus is Lord, even though your lives are difficult.
再告诉你。尽管你的生命有困苦，耶稣是主。
To remind you that your sins have been paid for and you have freedom in Jesus.
那么再次提醒你们，你们的罪已经被赦免了，在耶稣里面有完全的自由。
To remind you that you are on the winning side.
你是在得胜的那边。
And to never give up.
永远不要放弃。
I'm here to bring you pastoral care.
今天我来就是带给大家牧者牧养。
And to remind you of the truth that will set you free.
那么给告诉大家，真理会让我们得自由。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.